You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Inflation in South Africa is now below the bottom of the band, and what has driven it lower? This is the big question. And what is the forecast going forward? Now to enlighten us is Vivian Taberer, Investment Director at 91 in Cape Town. It's interesting, isn't it, the whole inflation story with the backdrop of what's going on globally, Vivian, because to me, inflation in South Africa certainly seems well under control.
Yes, I think in South Africa, we do have inflation well under control. And certainly we've had inflation surprising to the downside consistently now over the sort of medium term. And if we look at what's driving that, I mean, obviously we have had until that recent spike up, although it has recovered, we have had relative strength in the rand, which has helped. We've had contained oil prices. Those have fallen even lower. So that is helping. And then on the back of that, we also have very subdued demand. There's just not really that much growth in South Africa. So all of those are contributing towards lower inflation.
So it's not just a stable rand and a fiscal policy. It's also to do with the fact that we're just not buying stuff, to put it crudely.
Yes, we are. I think, you know, the South African consumer is under pressure. If you look at sort of the credit extension that we have in the country, it's very, very subdued. So there's just no demand-driven inflation.
Right. The South African Reserve Bank will obviously be watching inflation, as it always does, plus other things. But when it also looks overseas, it looks at the US Federal Reserve this week, keeping rates on hold, despite the fact that the market is expecting 3 rate cuts this year from Jerome Powell and his team. The Bank of England cut to 4.25% also this week. That was expected. What about the SARB? Because I think the markets and market participants are expecting 2 cuts this year.
Yes, so I think maybe let's just take a little step back there if we look at what's happened to inflation. So what is the SARB going to do is very much going to be a function of where it sees inflation going. And as we know, with a very hawkish bias, where they see the risks. So firstly, let's look at inflation. So inflation now, surprised, quite substantially low, coming in at 2.7% in the last print, expected to be 2.9%. And in terms of our own forecasts, we're looking for inflation to maintain that 2 handle for the next 3 months before then rising modestly. So we're looking at average inflation going forward for this year of 3.1%. Now, the SARB has consistently been higher than the market, and they've consistently been too cautious on where they think inflation is going to be. And we think that will continue to be the case. So, you know, after the last number, their inflation forecast for this year was sitting at 3.4, and that's been revised down, as far as we know, to around 3.4% from what Lesetja said. That's going to come lower again when we get to the meeting in the latter part of this month. But the key question is, how is the SARB going to look at that? And will they continue to look at what's happening globally and global uncertainty and continue to focus on the risks for inflation to be on the upside? And, you know, although we think, with given where inflation is, there's plenty of room for them to have cut already. It's certainly not a dead cert that they are going to be cutting in May. And in fact, you know, we're thinking they might even err on the side of caution again and only go in July.
That's interesting that you say too cautious. Is too cautious in your mind because of hindsight, the benefit of hindsight, or is it because that's the way Lesetja goes about his business?
I think it's a little bit of both. But I mean, we still, you know, in terms of inflation forecasts, it has been to the downside, coming to the downside across all market participants this year. It has surprised lower than that. But even in those forecasts, before we had the surprises lower, there was room to cut. So there is this caution and this focus on the risks, on what could drive inflation higher, and very much a focus on what the rand could do.
Okay. The South African Reserve Bank is a pillar of stability, even though it is, in certain people's minds, a little bit too cautious, a little bit too hawkish. Are you happy with the job they're doing at the moment, given the backdrop of international uncertainty?
I think international uncertainty does lead to South African uncertainty, so you can understand some reticence there. But in South Africa, we have very low growth, very low credit demand, and they do have space to lower. So I think, you know, I'm not the only person in the market. There are lots of people here that wish they had cut earlier, that we could try and stimulate demand a little bit, because South Africa does need growth and it does need jobs.
Do you think that a cut, even if it's only 25 basis points, hopefully it would be 50 basis points, do you think it'll do what you've just described? In other words, stimulate growth? Because there have been occasions in the past when cutting hasn't stimulated growth.
It will help stimulate growth. I think obviously there are other factors that have led to downward growth revisions this year, but every little bit does help. And certainly we do know that the consumer in South Africa is very much under pressure.
Given what we've just discussed, Vivian, what does this mean for fixed income investors in South Africa?
Well, I think in terms of fixed income investors, we can expect base rates to come lower. We, together with the rest of the market, are penciling another 2 rate cuts. If sort of global uncertainty and tariffs lead to lower growth than is anticipated or pushes the US into a recession, then we could even see a bigger cycle. So we see at a minimum those 2 cuts, and then we see rates being on hold for a fairly substantial period of time.
Vivian, thank you very much for your analysis. Vivian Tabor is Investment Director at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.